Everybody, we are blessed to have these three catechumens with us today. We have a total of 11 catechumens, and these are individuals in our parish who are seeking baptism, and they are above the age of 7, which would be the age of reason. And so there's 11 of them, and then there's a lot of what we call candidates. And candidates are those who are, they belong presently to a denomination of Protestantism, and then they're seeking a nice life in the Catholic Church, praise God. And then we have other folks in OCIA and so forth who are maybe just missing confirmation or something and did not get it when you normally do in high school. So all in all, we have about 40, which is really phenomenal. So we're just very blessed. And so I'm thankful to the Lord for the three of you, and at all the masses we've got some catechumens this weekend. So the rest of that ritual will unfold after the homily here. Listen, I was thinking about these beatitudes. The word beatitude comes from the Greek word beatitudo, which means happy. And so Jesus is teaching us here the way of happiness. Everybody wants to be happy. No matter who you are, you want to be happy. And he tells us how. And we also want freedom, a freedom of spirit, of a freedom of soul. And this is what we have here, is the recipe for that. It's also what we have is the portrait of the life of Jesus, the form of his life. And also because we are meant to be participators, as First Peter says, we are meant to participate in the divine life. This is what I want you three catechumens, but everybody to know, is that the point of the Catholic faith is not to make nice people, or it's not to make the world a better place. It's not to make people more virtuous or escape divine punishment. It's all those things as an effect. But the most important thing that the Catholic faith is all about is making us sharers, as First Peter says, in the divine life, which happens in the sacraments, which means that when we truly live it, when we truly live the sacramental life, the form of life, the portrait of life that we see Jesus living, becomes our own. And we, because we're living in him and him in us, the Eastern Catholics call it theosis. We call it divinization. That we are meant to be sharers in the divine life. And if we do it right, we look like Jesus. Now, here's a guy who did it right, St. Francis of Assisi. And I want to think about him today because Pope Leo, a few weeks ago, said that this is the jubilee year of St. Francis, because it was 800 years ago in 1226 that St. Francis of Assisi died. And so this year, Pope Leo wants us to look at his life a little more deeply. Most of us know that he liked animals and he liked trees. He liked a lot of other stuff too. And what I want to do is look at how he lived these Beatitudes in a really powerful way. Hey, sir, you guys on these two benches, come right here. Would you please? They're going to come. And aren't you excited? I made signs. Okay, line up here, folks. Line up on the stair so everybody can see you. Are there 8 of you? Here we go. Jenna, come over here. Here we go. Jenna and the sacristy really wanted to be a part of this. Here we go. Right over here, Jenna. Right over here. There we go. She's really mad at me right now. Okay, here we go. Perfect. All right, everybody. Look. Okay. Blessed are the poor in spirit. The kingdom of heaven is theirs. Nativity scenes. St. Francis of Assisi invented the nativity scene. Why? Because he was in love with the poverty of Jesus. Jesus was born poor, he died poor, he lived poor. He was born naked, hungry, thirsty, a foreigner. He was homeless. He was lived this poverty life and then died on the cross, naked, hungry, thirsty, scourged, nailed there, all these things. He invented the nativity scene so that Catholics, and now 800 years later, we all have a nativity scene in our homes during Christmas time. It's because he wanted that we could gaze on the poverty, the humility of Jesus. That the God of the universe would humble himself and come here, and that he does that at every Mass on the altar. This is the best thing about being Catholic, you guys. The Eucharist is that Jesus humbles himself to become present here in the form of bread and wine. Now that's humility. That's poverty. But guess what? Although he was born poor, died poor, lived poor, he was the richest one ever. Why? Because he had the Father's love. And when you have God, you have everything. And if you don't have God, no matter how much money you got, no matter what you got nothing. Nativity scenes. He wanted that principle to be showed. Stigmata. St. Francis of Assisi had the stigmata. One time he was on top of a mountain with some of the Franciscan brothers, and he was praying. And he was praying on what he loved to pray about the most, the Passion of Jesus. He would weep when he read the Passion of Jesus. And he would spend hours in front of the crucifix, probably every day. And we need to do that more. We get so consumed with our own little problems and woe is me, my life is so hard. Get over it. Look at Jesus on the cross. And he was so united with the Jesus that he was so conformed to the life of Jesus that he even had the wounds of Jesus. And when he was on that mountain, all of a sudden his hands and his feet began to bleed, and it was painful. But don't you see, it was because he was so united with the Lord in his passion. He said, I want to live with Jesus on the cross because that's the only way that I can live with Jesus in the resurrection. So thanks to God, he had the stigmata. Custody of the Holy Land. Oh, by the way, this is, blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. He mourned, passion, stigmata. He was comforted by the Eucharist. Every Catholic church, you should ever find a crucifix on top of the tabernacle, because if you didn't have that, you wouldn't have that. If you didn't have the crucifix, you wouldn't have Jesus in the tabernacle, because at every Mass, he gives us his body, blood, soul, and divinity. We come to Calvary at every Mass. Don't you see? That's our true comfort. He was a deacon. He never became a priest. You want to know why he didn't become a priest? Because only in those days, and still in most countries of the world, only a priest can touch the Eucharist. And he said, I'm not worthy to touch the Eucharist. I can't do it. So he remained a deacon. Custody of the Holy Land. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. One time, Francis of Assisi was about 50 miles away from this Muslim sultan. And Muslims and Christians, you know, and it was war, all this stuff. Francis decided, I'm going to go over and talk to that guy. And everybody, the brothers said, if you go there, he's going to kill you. And Francis said, well, that's okay. I'd like to be a martyr. And he goes there. The Sultan, he didn't want to do violence or even really, he just wanted to meet the guy and talk to him. And they became friends. He spent 2 weeks with the Sultan. And he didn't bring theological arguments. What he brought was a life that looked like the gospel. And the Sultan was amazed by him and even gave him a blessing as he left and provisions for his journey home. That's the reason that the Franciscans to this day have custody of the Holy Land. They have churches, Catholic churches built on top of every place where a miracle happened that Jesus did. Every place where an incredible, important moment of Jesus' life happened, there's a Catholic church there. Some of you went in 2021 with me to the Holy Land and we got to have Mass a lot of those places. The Franciscans are running the place because of that moment. Meekness is power under control. Francis was courageous. And there might be a sultan in your life. And it's like, you think he's a monster or something. And it's like, well, have some courage. You'll inherit the land. The Tau cross, I meant to have it in my pocket. It's in my coat. It looks like a little crucifix, but it doesn't have the top part. In the book of Ezekiel, it says that every soul in heaven has this, the Tau on the soul. And this is why at baptism, and why we just did it with these three, is because this is the sign. But the Tau cross, Francis said, I want every Catholic to have it in their hands because it represents conversion. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness. They will be satisfied. He wanted that everybody hold this cross so that they would hunger for God and the things of God. Bishop Barron made a good point. He said, when you wake up in the morning, what do you want more than anything? It has to be Jesus and the things of Jesus and the will of Jesus. When we wake up in the morning, that's we should be hungry and thirsting for that. Not just priests and nuns, everybody. Lepers, blessed are the merciful. They will be shown mercy. Francis of Assisi, early in his life, he at his conversion, he encountered this leper on the side of the road, kind of like the Good Samaritan story. And he had what we would call Catholic guilt. And he didn't want to help the guy, but he thought, well, I don't want to go to hell, so I guess I better. And he gets down, and but what he found was, in the exercising of that mercy, he became more merciful. And so he, from that moment on, he looked back and he said, I had the wrong motives, but I did it. But even if you don't have the right motives, do it. Do the right thing. And he says, then Jesus will convert your motives. And all of a sudden, you'll be doing things for the right reasons. And you'll be doing them. And then we become channels of the mercy of heaven coming down from heaven through us. And if we have a mortal sin, it's like a clog. Don't you see? It's a clog. And the grace of heaven can't go through you if you got a mortal sin. That's why we go to confession whenever we have a mortal sin. But mercy just comes through you. That's what we see in all the saints, don't we? Oh my gosh. Ecology. Now, this is what everybody knows, is that he liked the environment and animals. He called the brother sun, sister moon, brother wind, sister fire, all this stuff. He saw God everywhere. And I think that's the big point here. He realized that all creation is holy because God made it. And it's charged with his life, with his holiness. And blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Do you remember when Matthew, Mark, and or Peter, James, and John, they went up on the Transfiguration Mountain. And when they came back, all they saw was Jesus everywhere. That's all they could see. That was Francis. That's what, he only saw Jesus. And when you're clean of heart, that's all you see. And you don't even see an enemy anymore. You see the person that drives you nuts and you just, before you were to judge them and I don't want to be around them and all that. But now it's like, I can see God in you. We don't agree, but I see God in you. You know, this is to see God everywhere though. Oh my gosh, it makes life so rich to see Jesus everywhere. The wolf of Gubbio. Don't you see? Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. There was a town called Gubbio, and there was a big old wolf that terrorized the town. The story goes that Francis went there, and he went to the wolf, and he went to the people, and he brokered a peace deal between the wolf and the people. And the agreement was, people, you will feed the wolf, and Brother Wolf, he called it Brother Wolf, Brother Wolf, you will protect the people. And so he brokered a peace deal where nobody thought peace was possible. Blessed are the peacemakers. Don't you see, the world wants war. The world wants separation. The world wants all this nonsense. Jesus says, no, blessed are the peacemakers. Make peace wherever you are. Perfect joy. Blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness. He was misunderstood. Francis was misunderstood by his family. He was misunderstood. They thought he was crazy. He was misunderstood by his brother Franciscans. He was misunderstood by the bishop. He was misunderstood by atheists. He was misunderstood by the Muslims. He was persecuted from everywhere. But he called it perfect joy. He said, because when I'm persecuted, that means I'm living right. Because if you're living according to the ways of Jesus, you're going to bother people. And they're not going to like you all the time. They're not going to like what you're saying. If you're true to the faith, you're going to bother people and upset them a little bit. And that's good. And if we're not doing that every now and again, are we really being true to the gospel? You kind of sometimes have to wonder. But he said, this is the perfect joy because it means that then I'm being true to the Lord Jesus. I'm being true to his ways. This is how Francis of Assisi lived the Beatitudes. We ought to live our life in such a way that some handsome bald priest, you know, 500 years down the road or 800 years down the road, will put a bunch of altar servers up here and put a piece of paper for each beatitude and say, this is how she lived it. This is how he lived it. And he lived it right. The gospel, we have to live the beatitudes because this is the way to joy and happiness and holiness and eternal life. This is the way to be united, to participate in the life of Jesus. And this is all contrary to the gospel, to the world. The gospel of the world says power, money, all this junk, but that's all nonsense and it's false and it doesn't lead anywhere except down there. We are so happy to have St. Francis of Assisi show us that it's possible. We are, these values of the Beatitudes and St. Francis animate our parish in a special way. Many of you are here with Catholic Schools Week, and our kids are doing such a good job with all the mass parts and things. And our school was founded by the Franciscans 4 years after the parish was founded. And so we have a very, very Franciscan sort of spirituality in our parish and in our school. And so we're just very thankful to the Lord, and we just pray that we will follow with the same force of love and force of faith that Francis had, the Beatitudes, because this is how to live, folks. This is the only way to really live. Thanks, you guys. You can go sit down and take your little... Actually, I'll take them. I need them for...